Menachos Perek Yud Gimel Mishnah Dalet. Harei Zohov. Again, Stoma Loshen of Zohov. How much do you mean? With what does he mekayim his neder? This is a direct hemshcha of what we spoke about before. Lo Yivchos Midina Zohov. Stam Loshen of Zohov is always a dinner. Kesef. Lo Yivchos Midina Kesef. Also a dinner, except that a dinner Kesef is worth usually 25 amount times less than a dinner Zohov. But in terms of the weight, the size, it's the same size. So that's the stomach of these madbeos. If he says nechoshes, lo yivchos more kesef. Nechoshes has a smaller coin. It's not totally in the weight of a dinner. It's totally in a mo. That's the amount. It's quite a bit smaller than a dinner. But that's the smallest coin. Pirashti. Veni dem a pirashti. So he said a certain amount of zov, kesef, nechoshes. I don't know how much. How much does he have to give? So there's no cap, right? There's no 60 like we had before in a Kabbalah Mincha. Should give 1 million, 10 million, 100 million, 1 billion. So, logic. Who maybe? Until he knows himself. The only one who could decide this is him. He has to decide. He has to make an honest and judicious decision. That beyond that, he definitely didn't mean. Some will be told in his musagim. If he's a multimillionaire, so his loyal kachnas kalanti will be higher than somebody who's an anivagin. So on. You have to use sechalayosha. Mishnehe, harela yayin. Obviously, the nesachim has something for itself. How much? Layivchis mishloy shalugin. Because that's the smallest amount of nesachim that's oimid with a carbon of a keves. So that's the stomiest of the smallest amount that can be called a carbon of yayin nesachim. Shemen, lo yivchis miloig. Loig shemen is the stomiest of how much is brought. Rabbi Yaim Shloi Shalugin, because that's the shear of shemen that's brought with the minchas nesachim haboim akeves. So he holds that's the stomiest of how much is brought with the behema. Mashenkin, the Tanakama, is holding that the shear is a loig because that's how much is brought with the nesorin. Now, obviously, what we're saying over here is that shemen could be brought as a dova b'fnei atzmai, which is only true according to Reb Tarfon, not according to Reb Akiva. Rebbe is also going to feed that shita, but still the shear is the stomiest of how much is the normal minchas nesochim of shemen is the amount that goes with the behemah. You have the same halacha, pirashti v'eni edema pirashti yovi kayoim hamirubo. Here we have a little bit of a different knetch, not ad sheyoymar loyla zenis kavanti, but you have to define the loshen, what's called a giving of shemen. So he says, take the first day of Sukkot, we had this cheshbon previously, and take the biggest amount of nesachim that could be brought, that's how much the biggest amount will be. This is true by yayin and shemen. The biggest, largest minchas nedovah was ken nor zayin is the possibility of how much would be brought with all the animals total of the first day of Sukkot. That'll be the cheshbon.